not let your heart be troubled. You do have faith in God. Put faith in me as well. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If that were not true, I could never tell you that I am going to prepare a place for you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And then I will come back, and I will take you with me, so that where I am, you too may be. You know the way that leads to where I am going. Thomas spoke up and said, Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how could we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father also. And now you do know him, for you have seen him. Philip spoke up. Lord, show us the Father, and that will be sufficient for us. Jesus said, Philip, how long have I been with you? And you still fail to understand. When you see me, you see the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? I do not come and speak on my own. The works I do are the works he does through me. So truly I tell you, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Believe this, or believe the work that I do. Now I tell you, those who believe in me will do the same works I perform, and in fact will do far greater. For I am going to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. In every one of the great religions of the world, there is a common search. Whether you are Hindu, or Buddhist, or Sikh, or Muslim, or Jew, or Christian, there is a common search for the face of God. Now the paths that the great religions take may be very different one from another. But the goal that is sought is the same. The passion that exists within the creature to identify with God. To identify not only in knowing the truth of God, in an intellectual fashion, but more clearly, the passion to know God in the heart. To have a relationship with the divine. To experience intimacy with the divine. And that's precisely what Jesus talks about in the Gospel reading today. You and I, as Christian people, believe that Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, is a single person who possesses both the fullness of divinity and the fullness of humanity. Jesus Christ is not a split personality. He is not schizoid. The divinity and the humanity present in Jesus are integral. Now, how that can be boggles the human mind. It is a mystery of faith, but a truth revealed to us. Jesus shows us in his human face the face of God. And Jesus shows us in his human face our own face. For in Jesus we discover God, and we discover what it is to be a full human being. Jesus says, when you see me, you see the Father. That in the words and the deeds that he speaks and does, human beings, creatures, come into tangible contact with the Creator. He says of himself, I am the way you walk. I am the truth. That in my person, you discover truth. I am the source of life. Now, as he's trying to do this, to teach this, one of the 12, named Philip, who is not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, he says to Jesus, well, just show us the Father, and that's good enough for us. And Jesus looks at Philip and says, you are reading incredibly dense. How long have I been with you, and you still don't get it? When you see me, you see my Father. Well, that is the, if you will, the reason for the vocation, the purpose of Jesus of Nazareth, to reveal the face of God. But then Jesus says to his disciples, this is also your work. He says, if you believe in me, you will perform the same work that I do. And in fact, you will perform far greater things than I have ever done. That's the vocation of the community of believers, the vocation of the church, the vocation of disciples of the Lord. That is our vocation, our calling, our mission. Men and women of the world still seek for the face of God. The presence of Jesus Christ is not a historical presence. It is a today presence. It is a vibrant presence. It is an active presence. And it is found in the community of believers. In the moment of baptism, you and I were drawn into that very life, to the death and resurrection of Jesus. And every single time we come and stand at this altar, we celebrate the mystery of Jesus Christ. are to be transformed day by day, month by month, year by year, more fully into that person, the mystical Christ. Our job is to be able to say humbly, but nevertheless truthfully, when you see us, you see the face of God. And so when we perform the works, when we feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, stand by the person in prison, care for the sick, free those unjustly bound, live a compassionate and receiving life, demonstrate the patience, the goodness, and the graciousness that the gospel calls us to. When we do those deeds, we show forth the very face of God. That's our calling. And as we live more deeply in that reality with Jesus, we can say, we are in the Father, and the Father is in us. That's a powerful, dynamic work. Life's work that you and I have been given. And we carry that out simply, daily, in the everyday, ordinary, garden variety activities of our lives. We carry it out in joy and in sorrow, in success and in struggle, in good health and in poor health. We carry that mystery forth in the homes in which we live, in the offices and shops in which we work, in the classrooms in which we study and teach, on the streets of our neighborhoods. That's where we live. That truth, the human